Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
The Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines,
and the Coast Guard.
Thank you for your service.
Today is Veterans Day.
Thank you for your service.
A day to honor all military service members.
Honor military servicemen and women.
Service and sacrifice.
Risk their lives for their country.
Thank you for your service.
So let's say
a big thank you
to all the veterans.
Happy Veterans Day.
Showtime.
Thank you to all of the veterans that listen to our show each and every day. We appreciate what you have done in service to your country.
Obviously, and thank you.
Oh, thank you, Dan. I was in the Army. I almost got thrown out in the first couple of days I was in the Army. I actually got in trouble several times within the first...
In the least shocking turn of events.
So what happens is, you know, you do the whole process from whatever city you live, right? So I was living in South Florida, so you go to Miami, they put you on the train, they send you off to basic training. I went to Fort Jackson, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I was in the Army. And when you get there, it takes a couple of days for them to process you. It could take anywhere from a couple of days to 6 months. If you don't pass the physical fitness part of the test, you have to go off to a special unit. That could take up to 6 months to get you in shape to get into basic training. Just because you've signed up doesn't mean you get to go through. And then while you're there for those first couple of days, you're in the barracks, and they are doing things like getting you your head shaved.
I was going to ask, did you go in with the surfer hair from South Florida?
I had cut it down pretty short. Not, you know, military short, but yes, I had cut it down because I didn't want them to get that satisfaction. I was like, I will cut my hair. I don't need you. But they take great satisfaction at doing it. They are like, it's, you know, 70-year-old men in there, and they are aggressive, and they are just scalping you as quickly as they can. And then you're also getting all of the shots. You're getting your gear, your uniforms, your eye tests. You're going and standing in a room naked, and they're doing, you know, they're checking you. And you're doing this all with a group of men that you've never, or boys, really, we're all 18, 19 years old.
Well, they got to tear you down to build you back up again.
That is it. Also, I want you to remember this was January 1988, Kennedy.
All right.
And you know what the hottest thing was in January of, well, for Christmas of 1987?
Go on.
You know what everybody got for Christmas 1987? Sony Discman.
Oh, all right.
And I had gotten a Sony Discman. Not only did I get the Sony Discman, but I got a couple of little Sony portable speakers to go with it, which was a very big deal. So I had this little portable sound system.
That feels like something your drill instructor probably doesn't want you to have at boot camp.
Well, that's the thing. You don't tell them, Dan.
Yeah, they send you a list, but you know, it's all about what you can be sneaky with.
So I snuck in my Sony Discman and my little portable speakers, along with my couple of CDs that I had. I think I had Tom Petty, I had Loverboy, and I had the Less Than Zero soundtrack, Kennedy.
No, even better. Go on. Yep.
And so they give us this little green book. I didn't even look at the green book. I don't know what the green book is. They just give it to us. They're like, and they're giving us lots of stuff. So here we are one afternoon. It's kind of quiet in between all the processing we're doing. And me and my buddies are all just hanging out on our bunk beds. And I throw in that Less Than Zero CD. I think LL Cool J was on there going back to Cali. The speakers are pumping. I've got a little chess board I brought with me so you could play chess or backgammon or chess.
He's a Renaissance man.
I'm just trying to keep busy. We're bored. There's nothing going on. We're sitting around. Music's going. We're all having a good time. And then all of a sudden, utter chaos breaks out. The drill sergeant has walked in. People are jumping up and standing at attention. Stuff is scattering everywhere.
Hiding the contraband?
But you know what you can't hide? LL Cool J. On blast. LL Cool J is now pumping through the entire bay with like 60 men.
So he's like, attention!
Utter silence.
I don't think so.
Huh, I don't think so. And guess where that drill sergeant comes to, Kennedy?
I would imagine you.
Right to those speakers. He looks at me, he's like, are those yours? I was like, they are. Do you think you could turn them off? I was like, yes, drill sergeant. So I turn them off, and he just looks at me with this disdain, with this look on his face. He's like, you know, I've thrown soldiers out for less. And I'm like, oh my God, I am going to get thrown out. I haven't even gotten processed through yet, right? Like, we're still, they cut my hair, but I haven't started basic. And he looks over and he sees the chessboard. And we have all the pieces still on the little chessboard. He looks over, picks up the chessboard. He's like, soldier, what's your first general order? I was like, I'm sorry, drill sergeant. He says, what is your first general order? I was like, you're speaking Greek to me. I have no idea. He's like, you know that little green book we gave you? I was like, yes, drill sergeant. He's like, there's three general orders in there. You need to learn them. And maybe if you spent less time playing chess, and as he says it, he swipes across the chessboard and all the pieces go everywhere, all over the bay. You can hear them like clanking all on the floor.
Drill sergeants know dramatic effects.
It was so dramatic. Maybe if you spend more time reading about your general orders than playing chess and listening to LL Cool J, you might be able to serve and protect your country. And he turned around and walked out.
He didn't make you do 8,000 push-ups?
Nope. I never saw that drill sergeant again either because he was just there for the processing people. I was so glad we did not get him for basic training.
What's your first general order?
First general order.
You
Kennedy.
Can't. Oh, you're reading
he looked it?
It
up,
forget
everybody.
It. Nope.
I will guard everything within the limits of my post, and I will quit my post
it
only when properly relieved.
So all right, Officer Google.
Gosh, even I knew that.
Second general order, I will obey my special orders and perform all my duties in the military manner. And my third general order, I will report violations of my special orders, emergencies, anything not covered in my instructions to the commander of the relief. Yeah,
I feel like the hardest thing he could have done would have been walk up to your chessboard, moved one piece and been like, checkmate, and then walked out.
That probably would have been good, too.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.